in Ralston, Iowa at the West Central Co-op headquarters here in Central Iowa, and they just had a great big announcement. And standing here with me is Grant Kimbeling. He is executive director for Iowa Biodiesel and also serves on the Iowa Soybean Association board. First of all, Grant, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Tell me what this Soy Plus expansion plant means for Iowa.
You know, Iowa's the leading producer of soybeans in the nation. We produce over 500 million bushels of soybeans every year. So it's all about value-added agriculture and having the ability to utilize as much of what we produce here in-state right here within our local area. And so a facility like this just adds that value. It processes more soybeans in the state of Iowa. That translates into better prices for farmers. So creating that demand locally actually provides more pricing opportunities for the local farmer.
Well, you talked a lot about adding value to the soybean, adding value to livestock producers or to the livestock itself, but also adding value to the entire ag community. Tell me a little bit more about what Soy Plus especially can do for those in Iowa and across the country in the ag industry.
Well, Soy Plus is a great product because what it does, it adds value to the dairy industry in particular. Dairy is about 7% of national soybean demand, so it's a sizable market for the soybean industry. And Soy Plus helps increase milk production of the dairy animal. It's a specialized processed soybean meal that will make it further and be more highly digestible by the animal. So that actually translates into better milk production, increases that dairy industry profitability, and then it all comes back to the soybean industry providing that additional demand because livestock is our number one customer.
Well, you talked about China and China's huge expansion when it comes to the dairy industry. Do you see this as a marketplace in the future for Iowa and for the U.S. when it comes to soybean production?
The dairy industry is expanding globally. You've got a phenomenon going on where you've got the middle class of the world increasing dramatically. As more people join the ranks of the middle class, they're having more disposable income. And the first thing people do with more income that have moved from a lower level poverty level that you see in most of the world to a middle class income is you see people add more protein and dairy to their diet. So you're going to see that continue to increase. And China is really an epicenter example of what's going on right there. You're going to see milk production and dairy consumption within China double in the next decade. And you'll see that also all over the world. And so Soy Plus is going to play a major role in feeding these growing dairy industries across the globe.
How are the beans looking across the state?
You know, I think pretty good. I had a meeting in Sioux Falls yesterday, so driving up that way, there were still a few fields left to be planted, it looked like, some wetter areas. But overall, things are really good. We're actually ahead of schedule, I'd say, this year. So I think we're going to have a very good soybean crop.
Well, thank you, Grant. Once again, talking with Grant Kimberly here at the West Central headquarters in Ralston, Iowa, after their announcement of the Soy Plus plant expansion. I'm Jamie Johansson.